This is the Agile Thoughts Podcast, and I'm Lance Kine.
Yeah, I'm Brian Finster. I've been a software developer for 3 decades or so. I'm mostly doing enterprise supply chain software, and then also later on, platform. I've got a personal mission about how do we make software development suck less. My focus is how do we improve the supply chain of software delivery end to end, because if we can remove the waste and pain from that, we'll have far fewer sleepless nights.
This is a continuing episode of a series about how AI will take our jobs. The first episode of the series was number 315. The other thing, Brian, is that what you're describing requires an AI to be able to handle brownfield, right? Because you're not just you're doing multiple versions, as feature by feature.
Yeah, this is when people say, well, it could only do greenfield or it can only do prototypes. Well, no, I use it to maintain an existing relatively large code base at for my day work, and. The reason I use Claude Code instead of Claude straight up is because Claude Code understands context, because it sees the code base. Now, here's the skill with when you're using agents like Claude Code who are looking at your code base, is to narrow the scope of what you're at. I mean, it becomes even more important to make sure it's a small problem, because you can spend money really fast if you don't. If I narrow the scope to a small problem, I can spend a few cents and get some really good work done. But yesterday I was working on something where I wasn't exactly sure how to do it, and I gave it too big of a scope to look at, and I spent $15 in a heartbeat.
Wow.
So you need to understand how to break things down small and leverage tools correctly, or you're going to spend a lot of money and not get good results. By the way, I threw away the code that was generated because it was garbage. Because I didn't know how to ask the question I wanted.
Yeah. Yeah. That's cool, because you're kind of like in that boat that all product owners end up in, is like, oh, I have a team. They want something from me, but I don't know how to explain it. And so you gave it a shot, and instead of a team spending time, you got your AI spending time. How come you're charged by the token? Aren't you taking one of those monthly charges for Claude Code?
I'm not using the pro $200 a month thing.
Okay. No, I didn't realize that was an option, to be frank. I got the $20 a month version, or $17 a month, whatever.
Yeah, I've got the one where it's $20 a month, and then you also sign up for the API, and then you get charged a usage, a usage fee.
I see.
But I really like that, because I can see how I'll get emails of like, hey, we just re-upped you for $15 of credits. I'm like, oh, man, I'm spending money way too fast. I need to, because I've got this feedback loop that I'm not doing a good job of working with it.
Right. You didn't get your $15 worth when you throw it away. Yeah.
Yeah.
To see, we talked about greenfield. We talked about how greenfield quickly becomes brownfield when you're adding on to it, and refactoring.
Well, I mean, greenfield is delivery one. Anything after delivery one is brownfield.
Yeah.
It just is. So people make this distinction, and it's a false distinction. Build code that's modular and easy to understand, and it's easy for the AI to understand. Build spaghetti code, and you're going to get bad results, whether it's AI or people. It's just the way it is. You need to be a good architect no matter what you do. Doesn't matter what tools you use. The other thing is that the ability to just rapidly solve a problem or try something. One of the things that I talk about all the time, in the realm of DevOps, the real DevOps, not DevOps as a platform team. DevOps is about smoothing out the communication supply chain so that we can reduce the effort for delivering value, right? It's removing waste and improving our ability to deliver value. But one of the metrics you can use to see how you're doing at that is how much does it cost to deliver a change? So if you just track cost of change, using tools like this means that one of the most expensive things is my time coding. Mm-hmm. If I can offload that and I can just focus on the idea and focus on, did I deliver the idea effectively, then I've lowered the cost of change and made it a lot cheaper to do something. If I can keep the cost of change low, then then I'm less subjected to the sunk cost fallacy. I've already spent a month working on this. It's a good idea because I spent a month on it. Well, no, it's a lot easier to throw away bad ideas because I've less emotionally invested in it because it didn't take me just all this time to get it done.
Yeah. Yeah. No, I felt that because I've had some. So I was building on top of something I built earlier and trying some things, trying to get it to do something else on top of it. And so I'm trying out different technologies to do this something else. So this is what I'm using as a prototyping tool. And it just kept having all these build complications, like the libraries, there were some incompatibility issues. Normally, if it was me coding with hands on fingers on the keyboard, I probably would spend more time fighting it. And I thought, you know, this is stupid. Let's just try something else. Let's just try the other library and see what happens. And let's try this version. And so it was a lot. It was kind of limbering up the, like you said, I didn't have as much sunk cost in that. And so it was easy for me to throw it away.
Yeah. No, I mean, it was the same with the experiment I was running. I did something that, and see that again, this is where you really need to scope when you're talking to it and you're trying to tell it what to do. You need to really make sure you have a tight scope on stuff. Is it started adding just all sorts of unnecessary abstractions to something and adding a whole bunch of complexity and changing 50 files. And I was like, yeah, nope. We'll just throw that away. And this is something else that I see people talk about. It's like, well, you wouldn't change something I didn't know. What, you don't use version control? I know every single thing is going to change because, number one, I commit when I have working code. So I'm starting clean on the next thing.
Yeah.
And number two, I do, git status. What's been changed? You don't know what's been changed. Take some responsibility. Yeah. The work. This is just a tool. It's not doing anything other than what you ask it to do. It does exactly what you ask it to do, I promise you. If you're getting bad outcomes, you're just not asking it correctly.
Are you new to Agile or Scrum? Looking for a fun way to pick up the knowledge to become an Agile team? Go get the novel, Agile Noir. It's a dramatic novel about a project manager who needs to transform his teams to become Agile because his life depends on it. This book is available in the US on Amazon, in India on Pathy.com. In China, it's available on my WeChat store. Links are in the show notes. Check out the show notes because we will have value there that enhances your listening experience. What are show notes? Show notes show up right in your podcast player for your easy access. You can read them as you listen to the show. If instead you downloaded the show as an MP3 from a website, go back to the website where you got that MP3. And there you will see the show notes. This is a continuing series that started at episode 315. Go to agilethoughts.info and there you can find a search box and you can search up the episode number that you care about. Next episode, more Brian Finster.
One of the things that Osri Cohen posted a link about creating a CTO agent. So you can go into Claude Code and say slash agents, and you can go and generate an agent for, because these are, it's wrong to think about it as AI. Think about it as expert systems, right? And so you have a coding agent, and then you have a code review agent. that's looking at your architecture. So you explain to it, hey, I want you to look at architecture. Are we writing clean code, unnecessary duplication, just look at these things. And then tell Claude to run the code review agent after coding.